Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Bassett Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, Evans Funeral Home, Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply, Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. Now, Carrington Cardinal Basketball.
Welcome you to Thompson, North Dakota, as Region 2A play continues for the Carrington Cardinal boys. And tonight, their third game in 4 days and the second of a back-to-back comes in Thompson against the Tommies. Happy to have you with us tonight. BJ Walters with you. Carrington, a tough one an evening ago. 79-53, the loss to the Lisbon Broncos. It was a game where they had a 23-20 lead in the second quarter, and then as we'll talk with head coach Randy Huey about, well, Carrington got the good version of Lisbon last night. They shot 60% for the game an evening ago, and so Carrington dropped to 4-11 on the season. Meanwhile, Thompson coming off a loss to Four Winds Minnewaukan a week ago, 70-43 under first year head coach Seth Cooper. They are 6-7 overall, 5-3 in Region 2A play. It's Carrington and Thompson coming up. We'll let you know what else is going on in the region in both boys and girls basketball. And we'll do that when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
Gar Dental in Carrington has your smile on the mind. Gar Dental specializes in orthodontics, cosmetic dentistry, teeth whitening, dental crowns and bridges, dental veneers, dental implants, general and family dentistry, root canals, clear aligner orthodontics, sedation dentistry, dentures, lasers, TMJ therapy, and wisdom teeth removal. Call Gar Dental today for family dentistry and beyond. Gar Dental in Carrington, 701-652-2300.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dream. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Back in Thompson, it's the Tommies, the opponent tonight for the Carrington Cardinals. And taking a look, coming into the evening at the region standings, number one now by themselves are Four Winds Minnewaukan after their 92-84 win over Grafton an evening ago. They now lead the region at 9-0. Grafton is 7-2, and then there's Thompson, 5-3. Devil's Lake, 4-3. Hillsboro Central Valley, 4-4. Mayport CG, 2-6. Harvey Wells County and Carrington have not won a game. If you did not see how Devil's Lake, who beanied their way out of Buxton last night, it's worth a look. Because Briar Exner certainly did get fouled, but it appeared the clock had run out before the foul was called. They gave it to him anyway. He hit all three free throws, and Devil's Lake beat Hillsboro Central Valley an evening ago, 63-62. Now, tonight in the region, this is the only region-on-region matchup, but Mayport CG is on the road at Lisbon, who are also in the back end. win of a back-to-back after beating Carrington one evening ago. Monday, Thompson. These Tommies will be at Hillsborough Central Valley. That's a fascinating game. Another fascinating thing that happened last night. Kindred were beaten by Oak Grove an evening ago, 62-51. The Grovers dominated the fourth quarter. I think I said 62-51. 61-52. Pardon me. The Grovers dominated the fourth quarter in getting that win. Now, tonight, the Intrastate girls game in the region is Hillsborough Central Valley at Devil's Lake. The Firebirds have not been playing well at all. Beaten by Carrington Monday, throttled by South Prairie Max on Tuesday. Justin Klein has taken to the Devil's Lake Journal to call his team out. We'll see how it goes tonight against Raina Bettner, Peyton Olson, and the Burrows. And don't forget, Carrington girls basketball back on the air tomorrow at 2:15 in Castleton, taking on the Squirrels on Thunder Country 98.3. We'll have at about 11:30 a.m. boys wrestling from the regional duels. Kyle and Dennis will be in Walhalla to bring you that here on the Cardinal. After 2 years as Jason Otto's top assistant, Randy Huey is in his first year as head coach of the Cardinals, and we'll hear from Randy right after this when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
CHI, St. Alexia's Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexia's Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Four great reasons are Dr. Bone, Dr. Freilich, Dr. Jangula, and now introducing Dr. Jordan Thomas. Four of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
Back in Thompson, the Cardinals and Tommies coming up, and we're joined by Cardinal head coach Randy Huey. And third game in 4 days, then a weekend. That's kind of nice, but a big region game tonight, and a game that back at home, it felt like, man, we play them again, we've got a shot. So a big night tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we played them pretty tough at home. I mean, it was a single-digit game the whole way, and, you know, it's definitely a game that we got some confidence, I feel like, and the guys feel like this is a game that we can win.
You and I had discussed earlier in the week that there were two different Lisbons. There's really rough Lisbon, which, boy, when they play and it's not good, it is really not good. But then there's the good Lisbon who almost beat Central Cass. You guys got good Lisbon last night.
Yeah, we did. You know, they knocked down a lot of shots. They shot at a really high percentage last night. I remember they shot somewhere around 60% for the game. And yeah, you know, they did a really nice job. And so, you know, it was a tough one last night. As soon as we got in the locker room, I told the boys, I said, all right, that one's over with. We got to worry about a big region game tomorrow night that is very winnable for us, and we got to go out and compete again.
I know coaches are always their own biggest critics when it comes to pretty much every game, but 60% shooting in a game, the other team must have executed at a high level as well.
Yeah, they did. You know, they moved the ball really, really well yesterday. They got us out of sorts a little bit on defense. You know, in the second half, we got out of sorts on defense, so we weren't able to rebound very well, and, you know, they really hurt us on the rebounds. And so, you know, we're going to have to do a better job tonight of that. And, you know, but turnovers, we only had 8 turnovers last night. We took care of the ball. We shot well early in the game. You know, we were up 3 with 4 minutes left in the second quarter, and, you know, we just need to consistently hit at that rate and also look for some stops.
The one big positive last night, you got a combined 40 from Talen and Mack. You're going to need it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to need the same offensive output out of those two tonight. You're exactly right. You know, we looked at Lisbon scoring last night. They had 4 guys in double figures and one with 9, and, you know, we need a little more consistent too. We're going to need some other guys guys to step up as well. You know, we need Alec probably to step up and get a couple more points for us there. Tate, you and Hayden, you know, one or two of those guys are going to have to step up and score some baskets too for us. You know, before the season, I told guys, I said, if we don't score 60 points, it's going to be really, really hard. And on the way here, I looked, I mean, we're averaging like 55 points a game or 54 or something like that. And we're giving up 63. And I said, there you go. Like, you know, we got to be in the 60s to win games. And so, you know, hopefully we can get a little better offensive output out of some other guys tonight too, and we can get there.
It's Thompson tonight. The first matchup, we saw a lot of Tate guarding Noah Hippen. I know he would be annoying as possible if you didn't have him on Hippen tonight. So what did you see in that matchup? What did you like when Tate was guarding him?
Yeah, I liked when Tate was on him. You know, it made Hippen, it was a little tougher for him out on the perimeter. You know, the problem with Tate guarding was if they go to the, they take him into the post, you know. But, you know, Tate does a really good job when he can guard guys out on the perimeter. You know, his size gets to be a little difficult, but, you know, his strength is second to none also. So that makes up for a lot of stuff too. So, you know, we're looking for a lot of things, you know, out of matchups from everybody tonight. And, you know, they start a little bit differently than they did the first time too. So, you know, we're going to have to adjust accordingly as well.
You look at your team, they've played a lot of man, played a lot of zone. They seem comfortable at different times in both. Is this a game where you have to change it up and give them different looks?
Yeah, you know, that's our hope, is to be able to, you know, have a tight enough game that, you know, we can sit there and switch up offense or defenses quite rapidly. And yeah, I mean, I'd look for us to play, you know, somewhere around, you know, 60-70%, you know, man, and 30-40% zone tonight. So, you know, we're gonna have to rebound out of the zone. The last time we went zone, we didn't rebound very well out of it. That was in Hillsboro, and so, you know, that really hurt us in that first half. And, you know, so we're gonna have to do a better job if we do go zone tonight.
Well, coach, have some fun out there and good luck.
All right, thanks, BJ.
That is Cardinal head coach Randy Huey joining us, and the Bassett Motors starting lineups are next when Cardinal basketball continues on the i3G Sports Network.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned Good Neighbor Pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
Let's quickly give you tonight's Bassett Motors starting lineups. Bassett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955 for Carrington in the backcourt. Maddox McAloney and Taylor Merring. The frontcourt, Hayden Hoggle, Tate Wolski, and Alec Threadgold. The backcourt for Thompson tonight, Gavin Oster and Dex Abdem. The frontcourt, Noah Hippen, Eli Gimmel, and Elijah Conrad. And the opening tip is next when Cardinal basketball continues on the i3G Sports Network.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Headlocks, Carrington, North Dakota.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
Cardinals and Tommies coming up, but before we proceed, let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from Thompson, North Dakota, this is Cardinal Basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK, Carrington, and FM 100.1 K261EW, Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
Cardinals are in the Cardinal red tops and shorts with white numbers and letters. Thompson in the all white with the forest green numbers and letters in script. Tommy's across the front. Thompson from left to right. Carrington from right to left. Happy to have you with us tonight on FM 100.1 AM 1600 KDAK, the Cardinal. All around the world at NewsDakota.com. On the KDAK, the Cardinal mobile app, and by asking your smart speaker to open KDAK. The Cardinal, well, in the first matchup, it was 18 points from Noah Hippen, 12 points from Gavin Oster. All of Oster's points came in the third quarter that night, and it was a 56-41 final. Alec Threadgold was very good that night. He had 14 to lead the way for Carrington. The ball will be tipped by Maddox Macaloney and Noah Hippen. And we hope that you enjoy the action as the Cardinals again go for their first region win of the season. The opening tip controlled by Hippen. And here's Gavin Oster against a man-to-man. Dex Abdem right side. They start with Macaloney on Hippen. On the left side, it's out of bounds off the hands of Elijah Conrad. A turnover gives it to Carrington. We've played 12 scoreless seconds. Here's Taylen Merrick. One of the concerns, certainly legs for Carrington. How are they? Third game in four nights. It's Macaloney bouncing it left side. Merrick gets by Hippen, throws it up, misses, rebound Threadgold. Kick out, corner. It's to Merrick, who is fouled. Dex Abdem called for the foul, his first, game's first.
Tommy falls at number 14, Dex Abdem, his first, team first.
We know Dex's story. The resuscitation efforts at the Legion State Baseball Tournament. And now he's starting tonight. Here's Macaloney firing from 14 off the front of the rim. Rebound Gavin Oster for Thompson. Here they come down the left side. Holding is Eli Gimmel. Back to Oster, right side Abdem. Basket cut Conrad. Kick out Hippen right wing. Straight away, here's Oster against Taylen Merrick. Right side, it's Hippen. Starts a hesitation dribble, and then gives to Oster, who drives right. In the corner, Conrad wants to work his way in. Kick out left side, deflected ball. Stolen, Hayden Hoggle. Hoggle to the other end. In on Hippen, and he's fouled by Hippen. And Hayden will shoot two. Hoggle on the year is 6 of 12 from the free throw line. And he'll shoot two. The sophomore fires and misses long. Pardon me. Second one upcoming in his bright orange shoes. And Carrington have the first point tonight, 1-0. Here is Oster against Merrick. Dribbling with the left hand. Wants a high ball screen, turns it down. Gets baseline, a little floater, short. Rebound, Hayden Hoggle, who's everywhere early. At the other end, Macaloney starts a drive. Kick out, Merrick, a three off the front of the rim. And taken in by Elijah Conrad. Here comes Hippen the other way with a floater. Good body by Threadgold. The shot is left short. Rebound, Macaloney. And here comes Carrington up a point. Macaloney spins into the lane, goes right, fires a one-handed hook that rims out, and Elijah Conrad saves the rebound into Eli Gimmel. We played 2 minutes, 1-0 Carrington. Gimmel, right wing, Dex Abdem to Noah Hippen at the head of the key. Hippen goes left side. Conrad against Threadgold leaves for Oster. Straight away, Abdem. Gimmel with 10 to shoot around a screen. Finds Hippen. His three is an air ball. Well, not an air ball. It barely grazed the rim. Rebound, Hoggle. Here's Merrick the other way. Taylen drive and kick to Hoggle. In the corner, Macaloney. Thought about a three, didn't take it. Merrick at the head of the key. Left wing, Tate Wolski. Down to Threadgold. One dribble. Goes up, gets fouled. Two on or rather one on Conrad, three on the team, and free throws for Alec Threadgold. Very nice start for Carrington. Threadgold on the season, 62% at the foul line. He'll have a pair with 5:16 to go. First quarter bank forward scoreboard. His first one rattles home. 2-0 Cardinals. Joe Taylor comes in, as does Porter Martin. Taylor, 5'8 senior guard. Martin, 6'4 senior forward. Why did they not start as they did in the first game? Not a clue. Second one is wide right, and the rebound comes down to Joe Taylor. Here he comes the other way. Right side, Dex Ogden. Back to Taylor. Here's Oster. Taylor holding, driving baseline. Goes up, no, but a foul. And Joe Taylor to the free throw line. And the foul is called on Carrington's Hayden Hoggle, his first.
Falls on number five.
Taylor on the year, a 77% free throw shooter. His first one's good, 2-1. Taylor will have a second as Grady Hurst gets ready to check in. And the game is tied. Hurst can enter for Dex Ogden. Score is tied. There's still no field goals in the game 3 minutes in. It's 2-2. All 4 points from the charity stripe. Here's Mary against Noah Hippen. His length will try to impact Taylor tonight. On the right side to Tate Wolski, guarded by Taylor. Down to McElhoney, who got by his man, missed, but Threadgold missed the putback. Short. Rebound, Porter Martin. Wow, that's a frustrating possession. Now on the right side, a three is long and corralled by Wolski off the hands of Grady Hurst. At the other end, Mehring drives, hands it to Wolski. Stops, kicks, Mehring, a three is long, and Wolski's got the rebound, going very high for it. Mehring again, this time fakes a three, drives left, spins back right, and leaves for Hoggle around a Mehring screen. It's McElhoney getting baseline. Mack puts it up, left it short. Wolski, the putback, no, and a rebound down to Gavin Oster. And at the other end, getting inside and getting fouled by Threadgold is Porter Martin. Alex first, team second, and Martin shoots two. He is 15 out of 20. What's that? 75% on the year. Halfway through the quarter, it's 2-2, and the free throw is long. Back in comes Eli Gemmel. Well, it's not an offensive clinic through 4 minutes, but it is 2-2. And the second free throw rolls in. We have our first lead change. It's 3-2 Thompson. Porter Martin split the pair. Here's Mehring against Hippen. Down to Threadgold, who will lay it up and in. Alec Threadgold gives Carrington a 4-3 lead on the bank forward scoreboard. At the other end, Hippen gets doubled. Finds Martin right wing. Back to Hippen against McElhoney. Wants to work his way in. Hippen gets trapped. Wraparound feed Taylor. His three is off the front of the rim and corralled by Threadgold. Here comes Taylor Mehring with Carrington up a point on the bank forward scoreboard. Mehring drives left. Gets inside. Gets blocked away by Noah Hippen. Here comes Joe Taylor the other way. To a cutting Hippen who gets inside. Puts it in and draws the second foul on Threadgold. Noah Hippen a chance at a three-point play. It's 5-4. Ewan Aberley will check in, the 6'3 junior guard. And he's got to be in for Threadgold, you would think. Yeah. Hippen trying to finish off the three-point play with 3:17 to go in the first. He cannot. Rebound Aberley. It was very long, that free throw. It's 5-4 Tommies. 3:10 to play in the first. And Mehring goes right side. Hoggle holding. Driving baseline. Hayden spins. Finds Mehring, who thinks about a three instead. Wolski left wing guarded by Taylor. Here's Hayden Hoggle, left wing. Averly down to McElhoney, spinning right. Little hook, rattles off. Rebound Wolski, and he's tied up. It stays with Carrington. 2:47 left, first quarter. Elijah Conrad back in for Noah Hippen. Stays with the Cardinals, who are down by a point. Thrown in to Averly. Right side, it's Merring, who drives the lane. Kick out. Nope, he got fouled by Joe Taylor first. Last foul to give now for Thompson there is Taylor's first foul. And another baseline inbound for the Cards. McElhoney. Averly. Wolski. Left side, Averly. Back to Tate Wolski. Dribbles right, gives to Hoggle for a three. It's a little long. Rebounding foul on Averly. His first, team's fourth. Dexob Dem back in. Gavin Oster back in. Alec Threadgold back in with two fouls. Well, well. A little bit of a risk from Randy Huey, but you got to do it with the size that Thompson has. Left side, Oster to Obdem. Right wing, Taylor. Down it goes to Porter Martin. Spinning left, fires and banks it in. Porter Martin with three, 7-4 Thompson on the bank forward scoreboard. Here's Merring to McElhoney for three. We're tied. Maddox McElhoney with a triple. It's 7-7 with 2 minutes left in the first. Obdem around the screen. Gets to the left elbow, fires and hits. Dex Obdem's first bucket, and a Dactel 30-second timeout is called by Seth Kuchar and the Tommies. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at DakotaCentral.com. Well, so far we have seen two ties and three lead changes between Carrington and the current third-place team in the region. 1:54 to play in the first quarter. Cardinals will have it. Ewan Averly back in for Hayden Hoggle. And he's got the basketball. Ewan down the right side. Drives in, and he lost it out of bounds. A turnover. And Randy Huey looks at his staff in a little bit of frustration. Not at them, of course, but just in a turnover out of a timeout. You just don't like that as a head coach. Left side, Eli Gemmel to Joe Taylor. Noah Hippen gets ready to return. Down on the baseline, Porter Martin gets inside, lays it up, too strong, rebound, Taylor Merring. Carrington Kintyre take the lead. It's McElhoney right side. Back to Merring. His three for the lead is off the front of the rim, backboard in front of the rim again. Rebound Thompson at the other end, a steal by McElhoney on the post entry towards Obdem. It's Threadgold. Back for McElhoney around the screen, goes left. Maddox step back, finds Merring. Right wing, Averly. Down to Threadgold. Works his way in, and Alec is blocked, and then a foul is called on who? It's on Averly, his second, and free throws at the other end. Free throws for Porta Martin.
Falls on Averly, his second team.
Second foul on Ewan Averly.
Martin
flag. First one for Martin is long.
Higgle back in the lineup.
And now Averly's out for Hayden Hoggle. We have talked about this at great length, but Carrington does not go real deep. And early foul difficulty is not what they want to see. There's no basket on the second free throw, an offensive lane violation. And Noah Hippen returns for Porter Martin. It's 9-7 with 62 seconds to play in the first on the bank forward scoreboard. Here's Merring, right side. They show double. It does not really come. Here is Hoggle. Wolski, right side Mehring, down to Threadgold. Two dribbles in, spins right, fadeaway jumper off the glass. No, McElhoney, the offensive rebound, and a second chance for the Cardinals, who are rebounding it really well in this first quarter. McElhoney down to Threadgold. Kick out. It's a three for Hoggle, and Carrington are on top. 10-9, Cards. Shot clock is dark. Here's Hippen. Driving kick to Taylor. He gets baseline, wraparound feed, Hippen from 19. Short, rebound McElhoney. Carrington with 12, with 10, and McElhoney did not need to go that fast. He turns it over with 8. Here's Taylor the other way. Joe Taylor holds, gives to Hippen with 3, with 2. Taylor fires at the horn and misses short, and that's how the first quarter ends, with Carrington really outplaying Thompson for much of that first quarter, and they've got their reward. At the end of one, it's 10-9 Carrington, and Cardinal basketball will continue on the I3G Sports Network.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Cardinals get a late quarter three from Hayden Hoggle, and they lead the Thompson Tommies after 1-10-9. Happy to have you with us. Other scores tonight. That Devils Lake Hillsboro girls game is halfway through the first quarter. It's 11-8 Burroughs. And in boys class A tonight, Harvey Wells County got a win over Drake Animoose, 77-56. In girls class A, Mayport CG leading Lisbon, but only by 6 with a minute left. Whoa! Mayport CG are in Carrington Tuesday. And now, back to play second quarter, and the Cardinal boys go zone, and Alec Threadgold takes it away from Noah Hippen, but then Tate Wolski loses it back to Hippen. Noah down the right side. Kick out. 3 Gimmel. In and out. Rebound on the ground by McElhoney, who had gotten run over. McElhoney's laying there, and the ball lands in his hands. That's outstanding luck on the right side. Hayden Hoggle. Wow. Down to Threadgold. Wraparound feed McElhoney, right wing corner. And then a post entry and the second foul on Noah Hippen. First foul of the second quarter. I don't think I've ever seen that, despite trying it one time in my career. I was on my backside a lot when I played. I can't believe the ball never found me. Baseline inbound, McElhoney. Throws in short. Wolski. They do not take Noah Hippen out with 2 fouls. Here's Mehring. Around a screen for 3. It's in and out. Rebound. Wolski took it away from Hippen. And then his pass is intercepted. Eli Gimmel at the other end. Blocked by Mehring. Mehring to McElhoney left wing corner. He'll drive right. Maddox a little right-handed hook goes. And Carrington's lead is 12-9. On the bank forward second quarter scoreboard. Left wing, Obdem into the corner for Hippen. Straight away, Gavin Oster. Oster drives right on Wolski, puts up a floater, spins it off, and draws the first Tate Wolski foul. Cardinal basketball all season long brought to you in part by CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Center, compassionate care close to home. Free throw for Oster is good. And it's 12-10. He will have a second as Conrad comes back in. He missed a second one, and the rebound is saved into Conrad. Into the post, Hippen, righty hook, ties the game. Noah Hippen with 4. It's 12-12. Here's Hoggle. Left side, Mehring. Driving in on Gimmel. Right wing, Tate Wolski. Down to McElhoney. And he had it taken away from him by Grady Hurst. And then at the other end, a turnover as they tried to go a little too fast. Back in Joe Taylor. We're tied at 12, 6:03 before halftime on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Here is Maring. Dribbling left, now right. Goes left side to Wolski. A switch comes, and now down low it goes to Threadgold, who puts it up and puts it in. Alec Threadgold has five after having 14 in the reverse fixture, and it's 14-12 Carrington. On the right side, driving in Hurst. It's Joe Taylor down to Noah Hippen. I don't know how he caught that. Hippen gets inside. Floater left it short. Got it back. Lays it in. Noah Hippen with six for tied for the fourth time. 14-14 with 5:20 to play in the half. And a near steal. It's a foul instead. A foul on Joe Taylor. No, on Eli Gemmel. His first, team's second. And back in. Or no, in for the first time, Cash Danner, 6'5 senior forward who has scored 4 points this year. And the ball's knocked out of bounds by Taylor. McElhoney inbounding from the corner. This is a tough spot to inbound from. And he finally does to Wolski. Here's Maring. 5:15 to play until halftime. We're tied at 14, Bank Forward scoreboard. Hoggle holding, giving McElhoney. Drives right and has it poked free. It comes to Threadgold. Here's Wolski down to McElhoney. Saved in, only as far as Wolski. Tate kicks it out. Maring wide open three, a little long. And Joe Taylor watches it go out of bounds. I tell you what, this is good effort right now from Carrington. They're turning 50-50 balls into 70-30 or sometimes 80-20 balls. This is good stuff from the Cardinal boys right now. 4:52 before halftime, tied at 14 on the road at the third place team right now in the region. Behind those two heavyweights. Four wins, Minnewaukan, yeah, and Grafton? Okay. Here's a jumper off glass and good for Grady Hurst. Our fifth lead change is 16-14 Thompson. Here's McElhoney around a screen driving right. Leads for Threadgold, now Maring. Into the corner, a three for Hoggle is long. Backside rebound tipped wide. It comes to Wolski, who goes back up, in and out. And out of bounds off Cash Danner. Tate Wolski, really good effort there. 16-14 our score in favor of Thompson. 4.25 to play in the second. McElhoney throws the ball into Threadgold. And here's Wolski to Maring at 34 feet. Maring dribbles left, finds McElhoney. He'll drive right, spin left. Maddox, a jumper, short. Rebound out of bounds off Wolski. It goes to Thompson. Tommy's by two. This is their largest lead, 16-14. Driving left, getting inside, and missing the layup through a foul by Hoggle. He's the third Cardinal with two fouls now. His second. Free throws upcoming now for Grady Hurst. Cardinal basketball season long brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. The first free throw of the year for Grady Hurst was long. The second one is two. Rebound, out of bounds off Cash Danner. It'll go to Carrington. So he's 0 for 2 on the year. Cardinals with it. And Randy Huey wants a 30-second Dactel timeout with 3 minutes, 41 seconds left in the first half. And the Tommies leading Carrington 16-14 on the i3G Sports Network.
Bissett Motors. where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in to see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
Cardinals down just two at 16-14 with 3:41 to play in the first half. Coming up, Central City H2O Carrington halftime report, scores and stats, and a look ahead to the second half. Kalen Merring holding and going to Hayden Hoggle, head of the key, right side to Tate Wolski. Dribbles left, gives to Merring. Down to Threadgold. Does a double come? It does. Here's a Wolski three that banks in and gives Carrington the lead. Banks open late on Fridays in Thompson, you know, and it's 17-16. They don't quite start their weekend yet. Here's Hippen. Kick out left side. Taylor back to Hippen. Thought about a three. Now takes a three. Air ball. And Cash Danner saves it to Dex Obdem, who fires a three and sinks it. Dex Obdem has five. It's our seventh lead change, and it's 19-17 Tommies. Merring, left wing corner. Wolski tried a pass down to McElhoney. It's too tall and stolen by Cash Danner. The other way, Taylor throws it out of bounds. Nope, it was deflected, and it'll stay with Thompson. Back in comes Gavin Oster. And the Cardinals bring back Ewan Averly. Oster off the inbound. Dribbles with the left hand and gives to Hippen. Left side, Joe Taylor. He'll drive right. Stop. Wraparound feed down to Danner. Kick out. It's Hippen. Hippen gets inside and travels. Turnover, Thompson, 19-17. And back in comes Elijah Conrad. You just want to survive these last 220. If you can get a lead going to the locker room, that would be really big. Here's McElhoney with a hook, short, deflects wide to Conrad, does the rebound. And at the other end, Hippen inside, puts it up, wild miss. And the ball's out of bounds, off of the foot, on a good save by Conrad, off of the foot of Alec Threadgold. It stays with Thompson, leading by two, with 2:06 to play in the half. Left side, a jumper, skips over the rim, rebound loose, and it comes down to Oster, who is blocked by Threadgold, and then corralled by McElhoney. Here's Maddox, right side. Jalen Merring around the screen. Thought about a three. Now takes a three for the lead. Off the front of the rim, rebound, Noah Hippen. Right side, Dex Obdem with 1:40 to play in the half. Obdem to the baseline. Fires a pass up top. Taylor's three is off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound, Oster, the putback. Gavin Oster with four. It's 21-17. And again, Carrington almost lost it, but it's deflected out of bounds off Noah Hippen. If Carrington can just get to the locker room, no further down than 4 points. No further down than four. McElhoney throws the, can't throw the ball in. Never got it in. A turnover. Tate Wolski back in. Well, not yet. Didn't get to the table quite in time. 80 seconds left in the first half. High post feed Hippen. Hand off Taylor. Gets inside. No. And a phantom foul called on Alec Threadgold. His third. There wasn't anything close to a foul there. Joe Taylor will shoot two. Threadgold is third. So now Alec has three fouls. Free throw is long. Ball don't lie. How many times have we seen that this year? Goofy call, missed free throw. We've seen it a lot. Second free throw. Ball don't lie. Rebound Tate Wolski. I'm sorry, it was a bad call on Alec. Here's Aberle. Right side McElhoney in a four-point game. Final minute of play as of now on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Aberle drives left. Leads for McElhoney to pop a three. Yes, sir! Maddox McElhoney with eight. And Carrington are within a point at 21-20. Oster. Here's Hippen. Down the lane, Noah Hippen is fouled by Tate Wolski, and that was a foul. And free throws for Noah. So Carrington has a player with three and three other players with two. Might be a problem. Hippen sinks the front end. He's got seven.
Gimmel in the lineup for the Tigers.
Back in Eli Gimmel. Second one short, rebound Aberle. Carrington can tie or take the lead in the final 40 seconds of the half. Here's Merring behind the back with a dribble, finds Aberle. Ewan back for Merring in the corner, Wolski. Hayden Hoggle, there's an 8 second difference in the clocks. Here's Aberle. Left side, Wolski spins right and gets tied up. It'll stay with the Cardinals. And back in comes Porter Martin. Carrington with a basketball and 12 to shoot. Keep in mind of that. It's Merring off the inbound. Gets trapped, finds Aberle. 7 to shoot for Wolski. It's Hoggle. Merring with 3-2. Merring a 3. Off the backboard. Rebound Oster with 6. Oster with 4. Oster down the lane. Got fouled. And Oster shoots 2 on the foul, the third on Hayden Hoggle.
Wasn't Hayden Hoggle his third, team fifth?
Oster, with 2.7 on the clock, rolls home the front end 23-20. A 3-point margin at the moment. 2.7 of the half. The second one. Rolls home, 24-20. And now Mary fires it from 72 feet, and it's wide right. And we have reached halftime in Thompson with the score. The Thompson Tommies 24, the Carrington Cardinals 20. And the Central City H2O Carrington halftime report is next when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
This is Bryn Hansen, a senior at DeLax Billington High School and the 2025-26 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Participation in high school activities offers a plentiful supply of solid, real-life examples of the positive values that we place such an emphasis on later in life. We learn to play by the rules through activities. The importance of teamwork is learned on the athletic field and in band, choir, speech, debate, and theater. Students learn to work hard and respect authority through these experiences. This has been a public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
Running tough, running strong, High Plains Equipment.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving farmers around Carrington, Devils Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly, knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit HighPlainsEQ.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devils Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
It's the Central City H2O Carrington Halftime Report. Central City H2O Carrington has all of your beverage, water bottle, dispenser, and vending needs covered. Visit centralcityh2o.com or call 701-652-2141. All told, not bad. Cardinals trail at the break, 24-20. The scoring from the first half, 7 for Noah Hippen, 5 for Dex Ogden, 5 for Gavin Oster, 3 for Porta Martin, and 2 each for Joe Taylor and Grady Hurst. Carrington being led by 8 from Maddox McElhoney, 5 from Alec Threadgold, 4 from Hayden Hoggle, and 3 from Tate Wolski. 4 ties and 7 lead changes in the half. Carrington's biggest lead, 12-9. Thompson's biggest lead right now at 24-20. We'll take a break, give you some scores, and preview tomorrow on the i3G Sports Network when the Central City H2O Carrington Halftime Report continues in just a moment.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fostercounews.com.
Here at Old National Bank of Carrington, we prefer to be the bank of choice that helps our clients fulfill their dreams, passionately supports our communities, and invests in the growth and development of our team members. Our mission has deep roots and a trusted partner. We invest our time, heart, and expertise so that our clients and communities thrive. Come see us today at Old National Bank from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on Main Street in Carrington.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Back on the Central City H2O Carrington Halftime Report, Tommy's 24, Cardinals 20 at halftime. I'll try to keep it down because they're playing bingo here, which is what they do for their fundraiser. And they got to be able to hear the bingo auctioneer, as I call him. They don't need to be listening to some play-by-play radio guy right now. Cardinals trailing by 4. Let's give you some scores from around the state. And Harvey in A boys have beaten Drake Animoose 77-56. Turtle Mountain beat Stanley 79-32. On the girls' side of things, Drake Animoose, leading Harvey 30-14 at halftime. Mayport CG beat Lisbon 61-52. And right now, the Devils Lake Firebirds trailing Hillsborough Central Valley 22-19 with a minute left in the first half in the Devils Lake Sports Center. Kindred up 44-19 over Northern Cass and Dickinson Trinity over Newtown in the second, 24-14. Tomorrow, i3G Sports Network, 11:30 here on KDAK, the Cardinal. It's Carrington Boys Wrestling at the Northeast Regional Dual Tournament. Dennis and Kyle have it for you at about 11:30 as the Cardinals have a bye to a semi final. Then 215 on KXGT Thunder Country 98.3. If 12 is good, how great would 13 feel like? Well, the Cardinal girls go for 13 in a row against a young but talented Central Cass team, and we've got that for you beginning at 215 on Thunder Country 98.3. Cardinals, the main key for them in the second half is going to be try not to lose too many guys to fouls, because they've got Hayden Hoggle and Alec Threadgold with three, Tate Wolski and Ewan Aberle each have two. Second half is coming up. Tommy's 24, Cardinals 20. Thank you for joining us for the Central City H2O Carrington Halftime Report. The second half is next on the i3G Sports Network.
Committed to serving you with compassion, Evans Funeral Home of Carrington in New Rockford, always available with the care you require, even at the most difficult time. You can count on Evans Funeral Home to provide guidance and answers when it comes to pre-planning, finding the perfect monument or marker to honor your loved one, or for service arrangements. Contact Evans Funeral Home in New Rockford at 947-2911 or in Carrington at 652-3003.
Central City H2O of Carrington has all of your beverage, water bottle, dispenser, and vending needs covered. They serve a 15-county area and deliver to home, office, and work sites a line of water and other products. Visit centralcityh2o.com or call 701-652-2141. Visit them on Facebook for more information about in-home and office deliveries and the products available. Hydrate your home and office. Central City H2O of Carrington. We supply the water and vending you need where you need it.
When you work with your local Pioneer team, you gain hardworking partners who strive to know your every acre. Doug Retzlaff is your local Pioneer seed sales representative in Carrington. Call Doug at Retzlaff Seed and Supply LLC. He will do the best to match the right product on the right acre and supply you with unparalleled choices of Pioneer seed products treated with Lumigen brand seed treatment to protect your investment. Doug and his team also carry a complete lineup of livestock feed and minerals. Retzlaff Seed and Supply LLC in Carrington, near the roundabout.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
It's a 24-20 Tommy's advantage as we get ready for the second half. Thompson will have the ball to begin the third quarter. Cardinal boys back at it Monday night in Kensal, taking on Griggs Midcota. 6:45 airtime right here on the Cardinal. Joe Taylor for Thompson as the second half begins. Right side to Gavin Oster, who drives the lane. Little floater, and he got it. Oster's got seven. Largest lead of the night, Thompson, 26-20. Maring. Wolski straight away. Left side, Maring brings it to the head of the key between the rings. Right side, Wolski down to McElhoney, and a foul is called. Maybe on Taylor? Yep, it is, and it's his second.
Tommy calls on Joe Taylor, his second team first.
Team's first, and a baseline inbound for Mary. Throws into McElhoney, who has it poked free by Taylor, and Joe Taylor hits the underside of the backboard, but the putback is there for Martin. And a Dactyl timeout is called by Randy Huey. 28-20, 7:24 of the third on the i3G Sports Network.
On the field, every second counts. And when injuries happen, you need a hometown advantage. At JRMC Orthopedics, our local team offers fast access to expert care, so you don't have to travel out of town. From sprains and all the way to joint replacements, every same day, we've got you covered. The best plays start with getting back in the game. Orthopedic care that keeps you moving. It's right here. Visit JRMCND.com to learn more.
Good timeout by Randy Huey. The Tommy's, that is, had scored the first 4 points of the half, and he does not want this to get away from his team. They've worked too hard to be in this game to this point to let it get away now. So he takes that timeout. Now out of it on the left elbow and a 1-4 high set is McElhoney. Here's Maring. Near the head of the key. Gives to Threadgold. Gets it back. Maring around the screen. Drives left. Finds McElhoney. Gets inside. Puts it up. Puts it in. Maddox McElhoney into double figures with 10. 28-22 Tommies. Here is Taylor. Pick and roll stolen by Wolski. And then he is fouled by Porter Martin. It's his first, team second. And just like that, Carrington have settled things back down a bit. McElhoney gets trapped, throws it ahead. It's Wolski. And now numbers the other way. Wolski to Maring in the corner. Down low it goes. Threadgold spins, stops, leans, blocked. Blocked by Noah Hippen at the other end. And it's out of bounds off Tate Wolski. It'll stay at this end, 28-22 Tommies. Taylor wants Hippen. Oster, right side. Obdem, right wing. Hippen drives in and lays it home. Noah Hippen has 9, and it's 30-22. Here's Maring. Gets a high ball screen. Dribbles right. Gives to Hayden Hoggle. Back for Maring. Right wing corner, Wolski. And they call a foul on Maddox McElhoney. His first, team's first of the third quarter. 30-22 Tommies. Right side, Taylor starts a drive, leaves for Hippen. Taylor, two-man game. Kick out, Hippen. Obdem, left side. Oster drives the lane, puts up a floater over the taller Alec Threadgold and finishes 32-22. Maring, left side, picked off. Really short pass, and the layup doesn't go, neither does the putback. Rebound, Maring. They get away with that one, and now Maring a three off the front of the rim. Noah Hipping collects. At the other end, it's with Porter Martin. Obdem, skip it right side. Oster, wide open three. It's short and rebounded by, well, it's going to be a foul on Hippen. And he looks around like he can't believe that when you shove somebody in the back, you might get called for it.
Tommy falls on Noah Hippen.
That's usually what happens. 32-22, Cards down 10. Here's McElhoney driving in, got fouled. And that one is the second on Porter Martin and the fourth on the team. So we're not 3 minutes into this quarter, and Thompson does not have any fouls to give. And back in comes Eli Gemmel. Threadgold, Hoggle, Maring through his hand, stolen. Taken out of there by Oster. Here's Obdem. To Noah Hippen down the lane. Runner short, rebound Wolski. And here comes Maring down by 10, 4:45 of the third. Maring around the screen, drives left, tried to throw it to Threadgold, throws it out of bounds, too far in front of him. And it'll go back to Thompson as back in comes Grady Hurst. 32-22. Hurst gives, Hippen drives the lane and misses the layup. Rebound Wolski. Hippen stays down for a moment. Now he's up. And Maring is fouled, and it wasn't called. Wow. And now a warning on, or not a warning, a timeout is called by Randy. Frankly, I would have been called for a warning. That was a ton of contact, and it wasn't called. Nonetheless, Dactyl timeout with 4:21 to go in the third, and the Cards down 10 on the i3G Sports Network.
The Carrington Area Healthy Communities Coalition is a partnership of individuals and organizations working together to create a healthier community in which to work, live, and play. They support alcohol, drugs, smoking, vaping, and suicide prevention programs and promote activities such as pickleball, yoga, and park improvement. Their mission is to promote and support physical and mental health activities, prevention services, and community learning initiatives that promote a healthy lifestyle for the people of Carrington and surrounding areas. Visit HealthyCarrington.org.
Cardinals trail 32-22. This is a 8-2 start to the third quarter for Thompson. It just feels like Carrington right now don't have the reward for how hard they have played tonight. And they'll need to make some shots to get that reward. Because they have really, in large stretches, outplayed Thompson tonight. Merring, right side. It's McElhoney getting inside and getting fouled. Maddox shoots two. And the foul is the third on Porter Martin. Check it. Second on Elijah Conrad. And so McElhoney, who's a 62% free throw shooter, will have a pair. His front end is long. He will have another. The senior fires and cuts the lead to 9. He's got 11. 32-23. Taylor. Right side, Conrad. Bounces the ball to Oster. Back to Conrad. Left side, Taylor. Drives right, and his pass, well, it ends up deflecting back to himself. On the right side, here's Hurst. Stops, wraparound feed, pops back out to Hurst. Here's Gimmel. Right side, Taylor fires from the elbow, long, rebound McElhoney. Here comes Carrington down by 9. Maddox McElhoney with it, gives to Taylen Merring. And the junior dribbles left to Hayden Heigel. Back towards Merring. Merring, a left wing three. Skips over the rim. Rebound Joe Taylor. Here comes Thompson up by 9. On the right side, a wide open three for Hurst is good. And a timeout Thompson. It will be a full. A Dactyl timeout comes with the score with 3:20 to go in the third. Thompson 35, Cards 23 on the I3G Sports Network.
Nothing has embodied the American spirit like the family farmer. Year after year, they continue to work the land and plant their crops. Through droughts, floods, and uncertain markets, they keep that spirit alive with another crop harvested for the next generation. And for that, we tip our hats to them. Farmers Union Insurance, protecting those that protect America's food source.
In Carrington, see Randy Hui.
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
At it in Thompson, 35-23, Tommy's largest lead of the night. Here's Taylen Merring, left side to McElhoney, who drives the lane, puts it up and in. Maddox McElhoney with all 5 Carrington points in the quarter and 13 in the game, 35-25. On the right side, a jumper by Oster, long, rebound Merring. Here comes Carrington down by 10. Do they have a run in them? The ball knocked out of bounds from behind. It'll stay at this end. And Noah Hippen is back in. McElhoney to throw it in. Does, out of bounds. Goes to Thompson. 35-25, 2:52 to go, third quarter, Bank Forward scoreboard. Ewan Averly gets ready to check back in. Here's Noah Hippen. wide open in the post. The fadeaway jumper does not go for Eli Gemmel. Rebound, Tate Wolski. Here's Merring, left side. Holding. Wants Thread Gold, but it's not there. So instead, it's Hoggle. McElhoney holding. Drives right, gets down the lane, puts it up, missed it short, rebound, Noah Hippen. Up ahead, Eli Gemmel stops and goes up top for the wide open three that's off the front of the rim by Oster and corralled by Merring. At the other end, Talen all the way in to finish on a finger roll for his first points. 35-27 Tommies with two to play in the third. Taylor, left side, Hurst. He'll drive in, spin left, get stuffed by Hoggle. What a block by Hayden. Here's Merring the other way. Talen around a screen for three. It's short. It's an air ball out of bounds. With 1:44 to play in the third, Averly back in. And for Thompson, Martin and Obdem back in. I promise during the next timeout we'll work on our English. 1:40 to play in the third. Tommy's by eight. Taylor, left side, Oster. Drives the lane with a runner that's good. Oster with 11, 37-27. Left side, Hoggle. Wolski. Averly. Merring on the right wing. Down to Thread Gold. Two dribbles in. Alec holds, finds Merring right wing corner. Tailing around the screen. Pick and roll with Thread Gold, and he's fouled. Third foul on Martin. Free throws for Alec. In a 10-point game. 37-27. Thread Gold has split a pair so far tonight. His first one rattles out. Oh. McElhoney returns with 109 to play in the third. Alec a second. Is an air ball. Goes to Thompson, 37-27. Joe Taylor, final minute of the third. Right side, Gavin Oster. This has been Thompson's quarter, no doubt about it. Hippen. Taylor. Up top. They swing it to the right side for Obdam. Now Oster. Hippen head of the key, left side Taylor. They want to go down to Martin. It's not available. So Taylor drives in and got fouled. They'll shoot two. The foul is on Carrington's Ewan Averly, and that is his third. Team second. Free throws for Joe Taylor. Taylor splashes home the front end. He's 3 of 5 tonight. It's 38-27. Back in Cash Danner. Back in Eli Gemmel. Taylor fires and hits, 39-27, matching the largest lead for the Tommies. Here's Merring. Averly, right wing, holds and finds Wolski. There's an 8-second difference in the clocks. Merring, a three, is a little long. Rebound, Taylor. The other way, Gemmel. Shot clock is dark, and Taylor will hold for the final shot of the third. Taylor starts the offense with 12. Now with 8. Left side, Taylor off a handoff. Taylor at the free throw line, kicks it left side. The jumper is an air ball rebound. Thread Gold, quarter's over. Definitely Thompson's quarter, 15-7 in that third quarter. And at the end of three, Bank Forward scoreboard, 39-27 Thompson on the I3G Sports Network.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but we're small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the Forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Reach your summit with Kyle Smith and his staff at Summit Physical Therapy in Carrington. Serving the area since 1997, we offer treatment for pain relief, vertigo, wound care, sports and work injuries, as well as post-op and neurological rehab. Summit Physical Therapy has certified providers in dry needling, Raston, and myofascial cupping. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and in most cases, no referral required. Call us at 652-7179 to schedule an appointment today.
On to the fourth quarter we go. Cardinals will have it down by 12, 39-27. Can they rally to get their first region win in the history of three-class basketball? Someone out there is going, isn't this year three? Don't remind us. Down to McElhoney. Kick out, Averly. McElhoney, second block, spins right and lays it in over Joe Taylor. Maddox McElhoney has 15, and it's 39-29. Taylor, head of the key against Wolski, goes right side. Here's Oster, Obdem, left wing, Martin, drives in. Martin blocked by McElhoney, who collects the rebound. McElhoney the other way, holds. And gets inside, puts it up, missed it short, rebound Noah Hippen. Here come the Tommies, up by 10. It's Taylor to Hippen to Taylor, driving the lane and getting fouled by Wolski. His third. Team's first, and Taylor shoots two more. He's 4 for 6 tonight.
His third, team first in the quarter.
7:09 left, Bank Forward scoreboard, and the free throw is spinning out. Ooh. Touched every bit of the rim and then said, nah. 39-29. Second one on the way for Taylor. Is good. 40-29. Mary dribbles left, goes right side, Averly. Holding. Picks up his dribble, spins right, finds McElhoney against Taylor. Maddox gets inside with a floater that won't go. Rebound Hippen. He's had good looks. The darn thing just hasn't gone in. Right wing, a three by Obdem. Skips off the rim, and the rebound out of bounds off of Ewan Averly. .6:42 to play in the fourth. They throw it into Hippen, and he lost it out of bounds. It goes back to the Cards. They're down by 11. 6:40 to play. Bank Forward scoreboard. McElhoney. Merring, right wing. Jabs right, goes left, gives to Averly. McElhoney. Dribbles right, gets into the lane, and is called for a travel. And now Randy Huey is given a bench warning by the official on the other end of the court. Oh, boy. If you can't communicate, that makes it awfully tough. Driving right is Obdem. Here's Hippen and a reach-in foul. You know what that is. That is, I'm going to call a foul because you made me mad. And it just so happens that Wolski's going to pick up his fourth. That's all that is. That's a you ticked me off. Now I'm going to call a cheap one. 6:11 to go. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all humans. Here's a layup by Hippen. He's got 11. And I say that to say, yeah, the coach says something to us. We're, you know, officials are just like us. They're going to be offended a little bit if they don't agree with what you've said. Mary to McElhoney, driving right, gets in the lane, scores and draws the foul. Chance at a three-point play for Maddox McElhoney. And it's 42-31, and the third foul on Joe Taylor.
Team first.
Chance at a three-point play, and McElhoney converts. 42-32. Ten-point game. Gemmel doubled, goes down low towards Martin. Back to Gemmel. Martin left corner, down to Hippen. Goes inside and can't finish over Hoggle. Can't finish the rebound either. Rebound Hayden Hoggle. Here comes Oh, they call Mehring for a travel. I don't think that was a... Well, all right. Goes back to Thompson. Taylor. Back to Hippen. Thinks about a three. Goes to the corner. Gemmel. Up top towards Gavin Oster, who gets inside. That is such a tough shot to defend. Oster has this little one-footed, one-handed runner, and he's made it every time tonight. 44-32. He's got 13. McElhoney. Drives left on the baseline, spins into the lane, and got fouled on the floor. And it's on Hippen, his fourth.
Team second.
4:58 to play. Tommy's 44, Cardinals 32, and Hippen's out of the game for Elijah Conrad. McElhoney. Right side, Mehring. Doubled, goes to Aberley. Back to Mehring, right wing. He'll pop a 28-foot three, and it's an air ball. It's been a tough night for Taylen Mehring. Just 2 points for the junior. The team's second-leading scorer. Back in comes Tate Wolski. Cardinals down 12. Right side. Gemmel gets inside. Offensive foul on Eli Gemmel. His second, team's third.
On Eli Gemmel, his second, third.
It's on Eli Gemmel. I don't know why he's standing at the free throw line. It's an offensive foul. Took Thompson a minute. We could all see the charge signal. Here's Wolski, and there's another foul on Gemmel. Team's fourth, no more to give for Thompson, who lead 44-32. Have mercy, this has gotten weird. Ball is thrown in to Wolski, who gets inside and misses strong. Here's Gemmel the other way. Eli Gemmel got fouled by Hoggle, and he'll shoot two. Eli on the year is a 50% free throw shooter, 5 out of 10. 4:21 to play. His first one is long.
Calls him in, Hoggle is 14-30.
Four fouls on Wolski, four fouls on Hoggle. Second free throw, no. Offensive rebound, putback falls off. And it goes out of bounds off of Wolski. It'll stay with Thompson. 44-32 with 4:17 to play. Taylor. To Gemmel, whose floater doesn't go. Rebound, Aberley. Harrington can cut it to single digits. Here's Mehring on the left side. That's if they can hit a three. Mehring, Hoggle, right side. Aberley for three. In and out. Oh, my goodness. It went halfway down and popped out. Rebound, Thompson. Taylor. Turns down the screen, goes left, and got fouled by Aberley. Last foul to give for Carrington is Ewan's fourth. Threadgold back in for Ewan Aberley. Noah Hippen back in with four fouls as well. Hippen off the inbound lays it in. Largest lead of the night for Thompson at 46-32. At the other end, a steal by Hippen. Left side, Dimmel. Back to Hippen. Backdoor cut by Taylor. He gets trapped and has it taken away by Mary. 3:20 to play, down by 14. Pardon me. Hoggle, timeout, Carrington. It has to be a full, so we'll take it as well. 3:18 to go. A Dactyl timeout with the score, 46-32. And Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
Carrington House Movers specializes in taking care of your building from where it is to its new destination. With their local location, it's easy to get a hold of them and get the job done. With nothing but five-star ratings, there's no job they can't do. Carrington House Movers. Call them at 701-652-2378 for pricing and information. 652-2378. Carrington House Movers. Find them on Facebook or call them at 701-652-2378.
Cardinals trail by 14, and let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from Thompson, North Dakota, this is Cardinal Basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
BJ Walters with you with 3:18 left. Cardinals are back at it Monday night in Kensall, taking on a team that they've already beaten this year, Griggs Midcota. We're with you at 6:45. And then the Cardinals have their toughest test of the entire season on Thursday night at top-ranked Four Winds Minnewaukan. Here's a three by Hoggle off the front of the rim, rebound Gimmel. Taylor into the front court with it. Taylor down the lane, has his pass picked off by Hoggle. Not a great pass. Here is Mary driving in, laying it up short. Rebound Hippen. Here comes Taylor, and they'll pull it back a little bit. 2:50 to go. Right side, Gimmel in the corner. A three for some reason is an air ball. No reset of the shot clock. I can't believe you take that shot right there. In the post, here's Conrad. Gimmel driving right down the lane. Got fouled by Wolski, and he is fouled out. Free throws upcoming for Eli Gimmel.
Also number 10, Tate Wolski, his fifth personal, 15 foul.
Seconds is what Randy Huey gets to make the substitution with 2:27 remaining. And it'll be Ewan Aberley, of course. Carrington does not go, at least tonight, any deeper than this. The next time, if there is a next time, that a player fouls out, we'll see a game debut.
Gimmel at the line.
Gimmel at the line for two. His first one, he is 0 for 3. As that one's long. Carrington down 14, game high margin. 46-32 with 2:27 to go, Bank Forward scoreboard. Second one is good, 47-32. Here's Averly. The other way for the Cardinals. Ewan gives to Threadgold, and now Mary. Around a screen. Talon picks it up, goes down towards Threadgold. Foul on Hippen, and he's gone. Noah Hippen fouls out, and Alec Threadgold shoots free throws. Hippen fouls out with 13 points. And Alec, who is 1 for 4, will have a pair. Back in will come Porter Martin.
Threadgold.
Threadgold takes two dribbles, big breath, fires, and sinks it, 47-33.
All coming in the starting lineup for the Tommies.
Back in comes Dex Obdem and Gavin Oster. Carrington down 14. Second free throw, long, rebound, comes down to Porter Martin with 2:08 left. Oster, left side, holding is Martin. He'll dribble right, and Oster had to collect it on the sideline, or near the sideline. Here's Avdem, right side, jumper goes for Elijah Conrad. His first basket, 49-33, Tommies. And they will pick up a win tonight. Maring down to Threadgold. Kick out Averly. His three is off the mark, and it hit the support. I should say it hit the support according to the officials. From here, it didn't look like it did. And again, ball don't lie. McElhoney steals the inbounds. Gives to Maring. Talon drives inside. Little banker too strong. Rebound Conrad. 120 to play. Taylor into the front court, up by 16. And a reach around foul on Maring will send Oster to the line. Talon gets his first. It was a very, very difficult night for Talon Maring. Just 2 points, and a lot of the night with the big fella Noah hipping on him as the free throw goes in, 50-33. Second one upcoming as Grady Hurst checks in with 1:13 to go. 51-33, they're both good. 15 for Gavin Oster. Maring around a screen, pops a three, and wide right with it. Rebound Oster. A minute left. Oster to Taylor. Left wing, Conrad. Avdem drives to the baseline, finds Conrad. Right side, holding is Hurst. Leaves for a three for Avdem. Banked wide right, offensive rebound, jumper Oster, no. And taken in by McElhoney. Here he comes the other way. Maddox holds, finds Mary. McElhoney, a three, is good. Maddox McElhoney had a good night tonight, 51-36. But that is going to be the final count in this one. Thompson dribbles it out, and the Cardinals drop it 51-36 tonight in Thompson. And our postgame report is next when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
Guard Dental in Carrington has your smile on the mind. Guard Dental specializes in orthodontics, cosmetic dentistry, teeth whitening, dental crowns and bridges, dental veneers, dental implants, general and family dentistry, root canals, clear aligner orthodontics, sedation dentistry, dentures, lasers, TMJ therapy, and wisdom teeth removal. Call Guard Dental today for family dentistry and beyond. Guard Dental in Carrington, 701-652-2300.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Four great reasons are Dr. Bone, Dr. Freilich, Dr. Jangula, and now introducing Dr. Jordan Thomas. Four of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgley, Ellendale, and more. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
Back in Thompson, the Cardinals fall tonight to the Thompson Tommies 51-36. Our postgame report begins with a recap of the scoring. For Thompson, 15 for Gavin Oster, 13 for Noah Hippen, and then 5 each for Joe Taylor, Grady Hurst, Dex Abdem, and Porter Martin. 2 points for Elijah Conrad and a point for Eli Gemmel. Carrington got a game-high 21 from Maddox McAloney, 6 from Alec Threadgold, 4 from Hayden Hoggle, 3 from Tate Wolski, and 2 from Taylen Merring. 4 ties, 7 lead changes in the game. Carrington's biggest lead, 12-9. Thompson's biggest lead, 51-33, before the final three-pointer was made by Maddox McAloney. And here on our postgame, we're joined by the head coach of the Cardinals, Randy Hooey. And Coach, there were just times tonight that you could tell it was your third game in 4 days, but the effort was there. I feel like, I don't know if you feel the same way, but I feel like you didn't get the reward that you should have tonight.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I told the boys in the locker room, I said, we played good enough to win that game. You know, we got to finish better around the rim. You know, we let a lot of points on the board, or left a lot of points on the board in the first half. And, you know, we should have probably led by about 12, 15 at the half. You know, we got to knock down more shots. You know, I don't know, we had 30-some points or something at the end. That's never going to win you a game. You know, we talked in the pregame about getting to 60 to win. You know, we get to 60, we win. So, you know, that's something that we got to keep getting better at. You know, that's a lot of off-season work, you know, and stuff like that, to keep working on finishing. And, you know, someday we're going to get there.
And this is a ball game where I thought the main thing that I took away from that first half, the missed shots around the rim notwithstanding, for the vast majority of that half, you were the better basketball team. You were turning 50-50 balls into 70-30 balls, maybe even 80-20 balls. You guys really had a great first half.
Yeah, we did. You're right. I mean, the kids came out and they worked hard. You know, that's one thing I never really question of them, is their effort, and that's a really good thing to have. You know, it shows a lot about the kids. It's a lot of character. You know, but there's mental lapses too. You know, in the first half, there was several plays that we don't run right. Guys aren't going in the right spots. You know, they're getting in the way, and you know, all those little things. You know, we talk about that with them, is the little things become big things, and we need to take care of the little things and keep improving at those and doing those right. You know, last night I thought those 50-50 balls, they weren't ours, but you're right, tonight they were. We did a really good job of that. So, you know, I think it, you know, our boys, they really wanted this one bad. I feel really bad for them. You know, maybe we'll be lucky and get a crack at them in the region tournament.
Now, Monday night, you get a team that you have played and beaten this year in Griggs Midcoda. We'll talk more about it Monday night, but that was a third game of a three-day tournament. I don't even know how much you look at that film, because it's probably ugly basketball, but it's a chance to go out there against a team you've already beaten and build some confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we told them in the locker room that on Monday we're going to Kensel to beat Griggs Midcoda. You know, that's our job. That's our goal. You know, we want to beat them again. So they want to beat us. There's no doubt about it. So we're going to get their best game. And, you know, we got to make sure we're on the boards and playing physical and doing things that we can control and taking care of the little things.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a very good effort again from your kids tonight. I think you're right. That's the one consistent. When you're losing games to teams who are just bigger physically than you are, it would be easy to not always have that effort, and your guys always do. So a great effort tonight, and we'll see you Monday night in Kensal.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
That is Cardinal head coach Randy Hooey, and we will come back and wrap it up in just a moment on the i3G Sports Network.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
On tap, I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Cardinals dropped this one by the count of 51-36. Just to sort of further Coach Huey's point, in two games against what is right now the number three seed in the region, you've given up 56-51. If you just had a little bit more offense, that's probably enough to win at least one of those games, if not both. So, you know, that's why you can hear the pain in Coach Huey's voice, because these guys are much closer than their record would indicate. They do drop, however, to 4-12, 0-8 in points in region play. And they're back at it Monday in Kensall, taking on a Griggs Mid-Cota team that they beat in the consolation final of the Ramsey County Tournament. We're with you at 6:45. Now tomorrow, about 11:30 here on the Cardinal for Carrington Boys Wrestling at the regional duels. We can't tell you who they will be facing because they have a bye to the semifinals, so we don't know who it will be, but Kyle and Dennis will be there, and then we'll join you from Castleton at 2:15 as the Cardinal girls take on Central Cass. Our great thanks to Brady Schwab and everyone here at Thompson for their hospitality over the last 26 hours, and our thanks to our entire team in Carrington, Superintendent Janelle Helm, High School Principal Connor Weber, and Athletics Director Carla Michelson. Now, speaking on behalf of them and our entire I3G Sports Network team, my name is BJ Walters. Cardinals fall tonight 51-36. Thanks so much for joining us, and until next time, good night from Thompson, North Dakota.
Carrington Cardinal basketball has been brought to you by Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Facet Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, Evans Funeral Home, Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply, Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. The proceeding has been a presentation of I3G Media Sports on 1600 100.1 The Cardinal.